This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, the new school year begins today at Virginia Tech, where the worst school shooting in U.S. history took place last spring. We look at efforts to make schools safer. One idea, let students bring guns on campus. But first, in Oakland, California, lingering questions about what a murdered newspaper man had dug up. Chauncey Bailey was shot to death while he was investigating a business known as Your Black Muslim Bakery. As NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports, the bakery went from a thriving business to a criminal enterprise.
You know, from all appearances, people thought they were doing good works.
Writer Ishmael Reed, who lives in Oakland, recalls his first impressions of Your Black Muslim Bakery.
When I used to go down there to buy fish sandwiches and bean pies. You know, I'd see very clean-cut young people working there. So, I mean, you'd always see them in the community. You always see them right here.
Your Black Muslim Bakery was established in the late 60s by Yusef Bey, a charismatic follower of Nation of Islam founder Elijah Muhammad. But their paths parted early on, and accounts vary as to why.
Yusef Bey at the bakery, he was a maverick all the time.
Delmont Wakia directs Islamic studies at Al Salam Mosque in Oakland.
Yusef Bey was on his own then, and he stayed on his own. The Nation of Islam and the bakery, Your Black Muslim Bakery, was never ever together. They just had the similar appearance from the old school, suit and tie, short haircut, clean-shaven face.
Yusef Bey trained and employed clean-cut ex-convicts to sell his bean pies at the Oakland airport and ballpark. He also curried favor among Oakland politicians, both black and white, who were eager to associate themselves with a symbol of black pride. Most ignored the fact that Bey had reneged on a $1 million loan from the city. It was one of many signs that things were not right at Your Black Muslim Bakery. By the time Yusef Bey died of cancer in 2003, he faced criminal charges of raping a 13-year-old girl. Family members claimed he fathered more than 40 children by as many as 8 women. And he left behind a sense of entitlement that his followers were quick to latch onto, says Delmont Wakia.
Yusef operated on the principle that we can do what we want to do. So when you have youngsters and they have no concern about accountability, you know, if I do something to you and I get away with doing it to you, I'm all right. With that type of mind, you have a very volatile situation.
After Yusef Bey's death, there was a bloody battle to succeed him. Two successors were murdered, and another went into hiding. In 2005, Your Black Muslim Bakery was left in the hands of then-19-year-old Yusef Bey IV.
Our main priority is to make sure we teach our people the knowledge of self so we can stop doing some of the things that you see our people doing in the inner cities of America every day.
A year ago, the younger Bey spoke at length with KALW reporter Pauline Bartoloni.
And our job is to let them know that you can't do things a positive way, a righteous way, without doing wrong.
That was after Bey had already been arrested for vandalizing two Arab-owned neighborhood liquor stores and threatening its owners for selling alcohol. Bey never admitted any guilt, but he insisted the liquor stores were a blight that shouldn't be there.
If you read the papers, if you watch the news, mostly every killing is around a liquor store. If all this violence is happening around liquor stores, let's shut the liquor stores down.
The younger Bey had other problems with the law. In 2006, he was charged with trying to run down some bouncers outside a San Francisco strip club. Then came the murder of Chauncey Bailey, a high-profile newspaper man who was investigating the activities of Your Black Muslim Bakery. After the killing, police raided the bakery. They say a 19-year-old worker there confessed to the murder. And police also arrested Yusef Bey IV on charges of kidnapping and torturing a woman and running a real estate scam. Delmont Wakia says it is a sad end to a bakery that once stood for good things.
And that's the legacy of Yusef Bey.
Since the reporter's murder, local politicians such as Mayor Ron Dellums, who once supported the bakery, are now trying to distance themselves from it. Writer Ishmael Reed says Bailey's death has shaken all of Oakland, but particularly its black establishment.
Well, there are hundreds of people who've been killed, people who's anonymous, whose names don't mean anything, have been killed. But, you know, when they murdered somebody who's a member of the African-American elite in the establishment, this is a little close to home, and that's when action is demanded.
There are still many unsolved mysteries about the bakery, the most prominent being, what did Chauncey Bailey know about the place and the people who ran it that eventually cost him his life? Police and his colleagues hope they will soon have an answer. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, Oakland.